For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
the flagship station for New York Yankees baseball. WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN HD1 New York, an Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Excited for our first football Friday of the year coming up. Have all the good stuff, the cool games and picks. I was thinking about Youssef because the first year Youssef burst onto the scene, he was unbeatable, essentially. And then Jerry came storming back because Youssef had like a 3-week stretch where he wasn't good. But Youssef started off something like 11-1. It was crazy. And then last year he had to go back to Morocco for a long period during the season, so we didn't really have Youssef. So, like, this year's a big year for Youssef. So, just like Daniel Jones.
But I think Youssef is out.
You think he's out?
Yeah, because I talked to him the other day. And he's not going to be here on Fridays.
What do you mean?
Unless, you know, there was something lost in translation. I no work on Friday. That's what I heard.
Man. Oh.
Or in a different building. He works in a different building on Fridays. See, they may have taken.
I think that, you know what, that sounds exactly right. They were jealous.
Again, I'm leaping, and I don't want to leap.
You can leap.
I don't want to assume.
You can assume.
You know what happens when you assume.
You make an ass out of you and me.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I think that somebody got jealous of Youssef's success, the fact that he was on television, and then switched his stuff around so he would not be around to do the picks with us. I was about to say this is a big year for Youssef. Much like Daniel Jones going into this season. You know, you had really good year, bad year, wasn't around.
So I have 5 pressure point quarterbacks going into the season.
What?
Care to guess who they are?
What does this have to do with Youssef?
Well, because you're saying that Youssef was in the pressure and you brought up Daniel Jones' name.
All right. Pressure points. Daniel Jones.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Jeez, there's so many of them.
Yeah, there are, but I had to pick out like the 5. You know, and Aaron Rodgers probably shouldn't be on the list just simply because of all of his MVPs and his Hall of Fame credentials, but because of what happened last year and then the offseason this year and then the expectations for this year, yeah, I mean, everybody's expecting him to be great again, but he's 40 years old.
Yeah. How about Justin Herbert?
Nope.
No, huh?
He's not on my top 5 list. I'm not. They're all, first of all, every single one of them is under pressure.
Pressure points. How about?
Come on. You get, there's one.
Deshaun Watson.
Thank you. Number one is Deshaun Watson. Like, okay. What did the Browns actually pay for 2 years ago?
Yeah, a pervert.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about on the field.
Oh, okay. Well, I answered your question. Let me see. One more. Huh? I got 4. One more. How about There's a couple I could go with here. I'm going to say Caleb Williams.
Nope. He's a rookie, man. I'm not putting any rookies on here.
Why not?
Because that's not fair. It's not fair to them. It's tough. It's going to be a grind. And by the way, I do applaud Gerard Mayo going with Jacoby Brissett because nobody knows what that team is going to be like, especially offensively. They are devoid of any
sort.
Right. So you do not want to throw Drake May out there. Like, Jacoby's probably going to get hurt in the first quarter of the first game, then he'll play. But, you know, quite frankly, you don't want to put him out there under those circumstances. That's how you kill players.
Jordan Love.
Yes.
All right.
He's on there because, okay, had a great second half of the season last year. Remember Brian Gutekunst, their general manager, said at the beginning of last year that we weren't sure whether or not we have our quarterback of the future.
Yeah.
And then he led him to the playoffs and played great and got a huge contract in the offseason.
So I think I only got four. Aaron Rodgers, Daniel Jones, Deshaun Watson.
Actually, Aaron Rodgers is not on my list. I'm looking back at it now. He was number six.
You had more than five, huh?
Yeah, but when I do these things, like I actually put 10 and then I look at them and then I move them around.
All right, so basically I've only got three of them so far. I've got Deshaun Watson,
yes.
Daniel Jones,
yes.
And
Jordan Love.
Dak Prescott.
He's like number seven.
He's what? I vehemently disagree.
Okay, that's fine. That's why this is sports talk. You're supposed to disagree.
I want to try one. CJ Stroud.
No.
Oh.
Why CJ Stroud? I expect them to have a great year.
But
I mean, they're
the
all
thing.
Under pressure.
Exactly. You expect them to have a great year.
I do. And they are loaded.
He?
That team is loaded.
Right, but that's a lot of pressure.
But that team's loaded.
Exactly. Even more pressure.
Makes it a little bit easier for him. MVP conversation last year.
Joe Burrow.
No.
What kind of list is this?
All right. How about Anthony Richardson?
He's essentially a rookie. He's coming off an injury.
He's coming off of an injury. It's his second year. Everybody thought he was the second coming of Cam Newton, blah, blah, blah. How about him?
Yeah.
You got to stop. Like, I have to focus on all 32 teams. I can't just focus on the most popular players, you idiots.
That wasn't nice.
I'm sorry. You just annoyed the hell out of me. How about Will Levis down in Tennessee?
Oh, you are.
Al.
Will Levis? The team's supposed to suck.
Well, that's why it's going to be tough for him. I got a question for you. $100. Name the head coach of the Titans.
Oh, man. Mike Zimmerman.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I don't think I could do it.
Callahan.
Oh, what's his son,
yes,
right?
Bill Callahan.
Bill Callahan's son. Yeah, all right. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Good job.
Will Levis and Anthony Richardson.
Did you see, was it true that Mike Zimmer said what he said about Rick Spielman and the differences they had with Kirk Cousins?
I don't know. If it happened last week, I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Mike Zimmer could have transitioned to a woman. I wouldn't have seen it. What was it? Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman?
Yeah.
Why? What was
supposedly,
it?
I guess Rick Spielman. I don't know. Again, I don't know if Mike Zimmer said anything. Or, I don't know.
I guess I have to read it. So, I mean, there are Mike Zimmer reveals when Rick Spielman relationship soured with Vikings. Mike Zimmer opens up about final years as Vikings coach. So there's got to be something in there.
Yeah, I think he wasn't a big Kirk Cousins fan, maybe.
Who was it? Mike Zimmer was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been reported many times.
You see the numbers that Kirk Cousins put up? I mean, you know, he plays in the era. And eras, I guess, of Tom Brady. He's got Patrick Mahomes he's got to deal with. He's got Lamar Jackson he's got to deal with. He's got Joe Burrow. He's got Josh Allen. I mean, like, he's not in the category of those players, but he's like in the second category, and he put up huge numbers as the starting quarterback at the Minnesota Vikings.
He did. It just depends how much you value winning in the postseason and getting there. I mean, and I've told you this many times, and I like Kirk, and I liked him a lot more at the end than I did in the beginning.
Because you saw that Netflix documentary on him.
Yeah, how hard he worked. But when the timing of him becoming the Vikings quarterback was
difficult for his perception because they had gone to the NFC title game with Case Keenum. Everybody felt like the one thing they were missing was a good quarterback. They go and spend all that money on him, and they never got back to that point. So that's what the Kirk Cousins stuff is.
I don't know? It's a team game, you know. And I know that quarterback is supposed to bring out the best in everybody, and most great quarterbacks do, which I think is what the New York Jets are banking on with Aaron Rodgers, that he's going to elevate everybody around him as long as he doesn't hold on to the ball and get hurt.
Yeah, right. You know, you haven't heard hell or high water from Nate Hackett this year. He's nowhere to be found.
Well, they tried to hire somebody to sit on top of him.
You can sit on my face.
Yeah. Rob Saleh is more involved with the offense now.
I mean, but honestly, you wouldn't even think Nate Hackett was a part of this team.
He came out. He might have came out last week and spoke.
When I was turned off.
Yeah.
You were turned off too, weren't you?
I'm never completely turned off. I mean, I still watch the Mets. I still watch the Yankees. Still love watching baseball.
Yeah, but you got to detach a little bit, don't you?
I still read everything.
Okay.
And plus, I'm on these meathead threads that come through.
Meathead threads?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, everybody talking sports with you and your group texts?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What's going on?
Yeah, I think I laid the groundwork with all my friends. Don't bother me with anything when I'm on vacation. Just don't. If I want to be around you and I want your opinion on something, I'll ask.
Oh.
But don't reach out to me about some sports thing. Come on.
You know, I didn't reach out to you about any sports things.
I know you didn't, because you understand that would not be taken well. Yeah. I'd be like, boom, what are you doing?
About some other things, but nothing sports.
No, nothing sports related. Come on, let's not do this. We got months and months and months to talk about this stuff. Let's do something else here. That's all. You know, that's when I get in the car and I drive home, I call people. And they're like, oh, you know, what do you think about the game last night? I was like, use the Odyssey app. You'll find out what I thought about the game. Can we talk about something else? For God's sakes.
That's our lives, man.
Yeah,
that's
no, I understand. All right, so there was a man who called us several times the last couple of weeks. He is a wild card type of human. He curses a lot, and he's someone that we need to make sure does not curse. He loves the S word. So, Brady, I know we haven't said hello yet. I haven't clicked you in, but please, please try your best not to curse, because we love your phone calls, and we'll have to cut you off early if you end up cursing again. But Brady from Newport Beach is called back. He's become a favorite of ours. Feels like he's going to be a small doses guy.
Okay.
But he has something actually relevant to what we were talking about this morning, about Brazil. So Brady in Newport Beach, what's up, man? How you been?
Hey, bro, how's it going?
doing great, yeah, man. How are you?
I promised Al Dukes because a few months ago I called and he cut me off. I thought it was my phone. No, he shut me down and clicked me off because I wasn't relevant.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, so I promised him it wasn't going to be a comedy call, wasn't going to be an SNL skit or cussing or nothing. But you just switched it up to who's the most pressured quarterback. That would be Bryce Young on a modern day, right here about 12 miles away from Newport Beach. If he gets a Leonard Marshall Montana sack on his back, his whole sternum will be crushed. He's too small. Boomer said 32 teams. Carolina is 32.
Yeah, they are. Anyways, Brady, there's no question about that. But, you know, nobody really cares about the Carolina Panthers. I mean,
you just said to me before that you pay attention to all the teams, not the most popular ones.
Do.
And now you're saying you didn't add him to the list because nobody cares about them?
He's in the top 10, of course. Of course, because he was the number one overall pick. So, but Brady, supposedly you have some friends who surf in Brazil.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been a sander for 24 years and been in the surf industry for 30 years. What I was going to get to was Brazilians are extremely aggro. So that means aggressive to those on the eastern seaboard that don't know that, other than Florida maybe. But here's an example. Pipeline. Everyone knows the pipeline on the north shore of Oahu. Brazilians, and I'm not talking Gabby Medina or Italo Ferreira, world champ, great guys. They'll pile out, and there's a priority there. There's a priority, and they will just paddle in on a wave, and then you get your earth kicked on the beach by the Dahui because you just however, we can also go into mixed martial arts. Extremely great and extremely, and the best Brazilian surfers are amazing surfers, like the best in the world right now, at least over the or aerials. But mixed martial arts, they're aggro and they're good. And bull riding, they got the tops. But I thought that with the NFL being there, that since green's in their flag, that the green would be great. I don't know. Like, that, there's been all kinds of sports there. I don't think anyone's going to who's gonna mess with one of the pack or one of the pack or the either an offensive lineman on any team when they're walking down the street.
Hey, Brady, how's your daughter doing?
Oh, 9 days away to go to school. She lived here. Oh, I got to clear up a couple things. I am a Val for multiple years, but I was born in Oxnard. That's how I know that those role. Now, I never said that the Dallas or the Cowboys were practicing on a landfill. They're just right next to a landfill.
Oh.
And those rolling green grass hills are 400 foot of paint, possibly Boomer would like to say, carcasses along the road, or you name it.
I'm caught in the vortex now.
Yeah,
we have no idea where he's going. We just threw him for a loop there.
Right.
I think Al knocked him off his game and said, listen, no comedy show, whatever. And he's like tried to make a real phone call. And
no, but I think that it's good information to know that the Brazilians are
Argo.
Argo's a movie.
It is a movie with Ben Affleck, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Who is now door dashing all sorts of fast food to his house that Jennifer Lopez is no longer there.
$85,000 a month he's paying to live in it.
Yeah.
Eesh.
He's got it, though, doesn't he?
It's pre-tax.
Yeah. I mean, he seems happy now, though. You see all these pictures of him?
Yeah, it seems like whatever.
Seems like he's really happy.
Seems like he's all over the place.
Yeah. Yes. Much like Brady. I asked him how his daughter was doing. He went back to the practicing on a landfill thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just wanted to check in, make sure everything was going well in his life.
Yep.
Yeah, he's just another one of those guys whose stream of consciousness just doesn't end. Just goes all through these different stories and things and whatever pops in his head. Ben's in Syosset. What's going on, Ben?
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. What's up?
I just want to talk about Brady's call and you guys talking about the Panthers a little bit. I think they're not going to be as bad as everyone says. You know, they got this new coach, Canales, who can coach a quarterback, coach Geno Smith up, coach Baker Mayfield up. They shored up that offensive line with the addition of Hunt. So, you know, I don't think – I'm delusional, so I took them to make the playoffs myself. But I just wanted to hear some good talk about them from you guys.
I don't know about that. That's a long shot. They right now are in the middle of a rebuild, and Bryce Young has got to get his confidence back. And I know there were times in preseason he looked actually pretty good, but especially against the Patriots. But the Patriots will have one of the worst rosters in football, too. I don't think that they're going to be that great. Do they win a couple games in their division? Maybe. But all those teams in their division are better, and the Atlanta Falcons are significantly better. Significantly. This is the first time that the Atlanta Falcons have had a quarterback since Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
And by the way, Matt Ryan will be making his debut on the NFL Today this week.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't he pop in there once? Like he was...
he was a guest.
Yeah, he was a guest.
Yeah, yeah. But no, this is now where he's an actual participant.
Are you rooting for him to suck?
No, of course not. No,
I would be.
Yeah, but I told you, I was happy.
No, I understand. I'm just saying.
I don't root for anybody to suck.
I was just, deer in the headlights and just getting,
Nope.
Caught in there and he's going, I'm going to
hum. Nope.
Like him, like Jason Witten.
I thought.
Ibuku, yeah.
No, he's not going to be that way. No. As a matter of fact, during the Super Bowl last year, he was great.
I know. He's probably going to be really good.
He will be. Smart.
5.5 over-under win total for the Panthers.
I mean, oof.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a ton about where they're at right now, especially defensively. I mean, I know they don't have Brian Burns anymore. But
I would say that their division, you know, is like a weird division. I mean, you have Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, and Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Those are the other quarterbacks in the division. And those are all seasoned quarterbacks. And it seems like Baker Mayfield has found a home down in Tampa.
Yeah.
Seems like the players are really excited about him re-signing there and them retaining him.
Yeah, good for him, too.
You know, they were a playoff team last year. They could have won in Detroit.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, and they, as you say all the time, he was in the quarterback blender, but this time he got out of it.
I feel like he's found
his way out of that blender.
Just hope that he becomes more consistent. I love his attitude. That's the thing I love about him. Like, he may be a little bit inconsistent and all over the place, but I think he's a fighter, and I think he's a real competitor. He's got that kind of gene.
All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco joins us just a couple minutes. Another update.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Gio.
All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco back here. He's got another update for us. What's going on, Jerry?
Good morning. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. Night baseball for the Yankees and the Mets last night. The Yankees in Texas had a comfortable lead. Things got a little dicey in the ninth, but the Yankees pull it out.
And Giancarlo Stanton takes the first pitch he sees and whacks it deep into center field. Tavares at the warning track in front of the wall. Now he watches it go over the wall. Home run for Giancarlo Stanton.
So that's fine, and he did hit a home run, and the Yankees did beat the Rangers 8-4, but I wanted to play the nice play that Gleyber Torres made and somehow screwed that up. My mistake. I apologize. That's right. Here was Torres on Yes talking about the final play that you didn't hear or see, but it was pretty remarkable as the Yankees pull out the win 8-4.
Yeah, I was in the right position. Just prepare for everything. I mean, thanks God I made that play and just finished the game.
Not only did he make the play, he also went 3-for-5 with a 2-run double in the third. Aaron Judge with an RBI double. Anthony Rizzo, a 2-run ground rule double in the big six that they have. And Garrett Cole went 6, struck out 9. First, just on his pitching, this was Torres saying how sharp he was.
Amazing. The outing was really good. the fastball, the command, everything was amazing. I mean, he's our ace, so we never surprised what he do every time when he on the mound.
But maybe surprised when he left right before the seventh inning. He pitched six, went out for the seventh, had some issues. Turned out he had a cramp in his calf, so just didn't want to push it.
No, I wasn't super concerned. I just didn't think it was the right situation to keep trying to manipulate it up.
And so he came out, wound up going six, nine strikeouts, gets the win. Yankees 80-58. They remain a half game ahead of the Orioles for first place. Baltimore beat the White Sox 13-3. They've lost 11 in a row. Carlos Rodon taking on Andrew Haney tonight. We will have it for you right here on The Fan. As for the Mets, they opened up a series with the Red Sox and did quite well in the opener.
Torrens loops one in the air, left field line. O'Neill over to his right, not going to get there. It dunks in. Stewart racing for third. He's going to take a turn and head home. The cutoff throw to the plate, not in time. Stewart slides in at home, loses the helmet, pops to his feet, gets a high five from Lindor. And Torrens is at second. The Mets take a 3-1 lead.
And they would tack on one more with a Francisco Lindor RBI single. 4-1 the final. Keith Rad on Mets Odyssey Radio. Mets now have won five in a row. They move 10 games over 500. Here was Torrens, our pitchers, killing it. Luis Severino, the latest, seven innings for the win.
Well, of those guys, we have a goal. Our goal is to keep pushing for playoff spot, you know, and I think that is... That is a special feeling right now in those guys.
And a special feeling for Severino, who is starting to pitch really well again after he kind of dipped a little bit in the middle of the season. He says many thanks to the trainers.
If you ask me in spring training, I was going to be 100-something, 50 innings right now. I would say no chance. But the work that we're doing here
has been pretty remarkable with the trainers, and so he feels great. We talk about the record, 10 games over, half game out now of a wild card spot behind Atlanta. Here's Carlos Mendoza.
Again, players, coaches, support, a lot of people, you know. And, yeah, here we are playing meaningful games in September, but we haven't done anything.
They haven't. And they get the Red Sox again tonight while the Braves can feast on the Rockies, should they beat them. I believe
Carlos Mendoza, manager of the year talk. Any buzz around that?
I think if they make it.
It's a great question.
I think why wouldn't there be? I mean, you know, we don't obviously follow these other teams that are having decent years as well. But I don't know. You take a look at the Mets pitching, you know, that a lot of that is David Stearns.
And Snitker, too. If they beat the Mets out for that last spot with all the injuries they've had.
Yeah,
and
you could also.
Milwaukee. Him, too. Because they keep winning, and they've got like a 10-game lead in the Central. It's been pretty wild. But that's a good question. Braves take on the Rockies tonight. All right, a lot of NFL to get to because we've got the season starting in two nights with the Ravens and the Chiefs, and then Friday the Eagles play the Packers in Brazil. Saquon Barkley, now an Eagle, talking about his thoughts of the Brazil trip.
My mindset to go out there, be locked in, and try to do whatever you can to come out with a win. And I think everyone's talking about, you know, not saying us, but you know, the questions that's being asked and you see in the media is what's going on there. I look at it as an opportunity. We get to play on something. We get to do something that no one in the NFL has ever done before. I'm excited about that.
Open the game abroad, open the season abroad on a Friday night. That would be different. Xavier McKinney, once Barkley's teammate with the Giants, now with the Packers. Thoughts of defending Saquon Friday night?
He just can do it all. He's a special back, one of one.
A special back. He's one of one. Okay.
Gold jacket guy, touched by the hand of God.
I've heard that once or twice along the way. In terms of the Eagles, so they had their vote for team captains. Devontae Smith was not voted. He was the only one that was a captain last year that wasn't voted a captain this year. So Nick Sirianni was asked, did you have to talk to him? Because that seems kind of odd.
You know, just because you're not, just because everyone, there's a lot of guys that got votes, right? I had to go with the guys that they got the most votes there. And just because Devontae didn't have as many votes as some of the other guys doesn't mean he's not still a leader on this football
team.
Which
is all good. It just took him 12 seconds to get there.
Wow.
So the follow-up was, okay, great, but, like, did you talk to him, which was the initial question?
Yeah, of course. We talk about everything. Connection is at the heart of what our program is. And, of course, you talk to everyone, you talk to your guys. When,
shut up!
Anything could be in their mind.
Shut up! Holy Christ! He went from sounding like a buffoon to sounding like a genius to now sounding like a buffoon.
You know what? The football stuff, when he's talking about the actual football stuff, he's okay. It's when he starts hemming a horn around the players and the interactions and the personalities. That's where he gets stuck.
You know, just because you're not everyone, there's a lot of guys that got votes.
This is pretty funny. Sunday, the Giants open at home with your Vikings. Adoree Jackson back with the Giants. He was asked how much he looked around before signing back here.
Did you talk seriously with any other teams about this kind of signing, or did nothing get close to as serious as this?
So my agent did most of the talking, but no, I did not do any visits. The only one I came to was out here.
And then he was asked if he was a short. He was asked if he was a short. I couldn't understand the question if it was being a starter or playing time. Either way, you kind of get where the reporter was going.
I wouldn't say I seeked any reassurance, but I know I seeked in being wanted back.
And so he's wanted back. He signed, and he is back. Now, we talked about...
They got problems in their secondary.
Well, yeah.
That's going to be the number one issue for that team. Well, the number one issue will be Daniel Jones and his effectiveness. The second issue is going to be the secondary.
Right, which can be helped out if the front seven can get a pass rush, which they should, you would think, right?
And if the offense can score some points.
That too. That does help.
Not be last in scoring.
The Jets are in San Francisco Monday night. You were talking about Trent Williams last hour.
Yes.
There's a rumbling out there.
Rumbling.
That he could be signing a new deal today. I guess his brother posted that he is on a flight to San Francisco and kind of hinted at maybe
he's not playing in game one.
Okay.
There's no way they would put
him
out
there. At least they get this worked out, and maybe he'd be ready for game two.
Yes.
We'll see. The Dolphins open with the Jaguars.
I will say this. If you're going to beat the 49ers, you got to do it in the beginning of the year.
Get them early.
Agreed.
Got to get them early, man.
No doubt.
They got off to a rough start last year, didn't they? They were scuffling for them and then started picking it up towards the end of the year.
And then they got beat by both Baltimore and Cincinnati late in the year.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's right.
That's right.
Dolphins, Jaguars. Here's Mike McDaniel yesterday taking notice of a reporter's wrist as things get started.
Happy season.
It's a new watch, Joe. Is that a new watch?
No.
Is that a new watch?
No, man. It's the one I showed.
From Germany.
It's inspired by all the watch talk.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you shined it up over the weekend.
He's very personable, this Mike McDaniel. Then there was, he's asked about a Brightling guy. Is he really?
Yeah, so is Mike Tomlin.
So maybe that's what he was hinting
at.
Is that a Breitling?
Yeah.
He was asked about his contract extension, which he got, I think, on Friday, something like that. And he was asked if there was a neat moment when that all came to be.
There was a neat moment, as you'd phrase it. It was I had dinner over at Mr. Ross's house a couple weeks ago. So it was a great dinner. I ate all of my steak.
So you gotta love that guy.
He's just a goofball.
Yes. On purpose.
I know it's probably on purpose, but he's kind of fun. And then one other one for McDaniel, if I can find it really quickly. Nah, you know what? I'm not going to play. I'll save it for next hour. Cowboys-Browns Sunday. Let's talk about a philosophical Mike McCarthy. He was asked about the fact that this is year five already. Can you believe it? This is bad news, I think, for me, and maybe the past for Boomer. And this is really good news for a guy like Al, I would think.
I think any time in life, you know, the older you get, the faster it goes. You know, my father told me, you know, when life slammed by, it tells you you're doing too much.
So you must feel like you're 25. So, yeah, you're five already for McCarthy. Who is coaching without a contract, as we know.
You know, so if I get fired from this job, what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy a condo on the beach, somewhere next to the beach, going to do nothing, going to take vacation, maybe learn how to play the piano, rescue a greyhound, and get some binoculars. Maybe I'll catch a concert or two, bitch about the people that are around me, go home, eat the same dinner I ate last night, and the night before, and the night before, and the night before. Slow this goddamn thing down. Crabs been flying by too fast.
That was very well put. Oh, man. Still no sign of Ja'Marr Chase in terms of actually getting on the practice field as he is sitting out. Bengals, Patriots, Sunday. He wants a new deal. We talked about that earlier. And in college football, Boston College beat number 10, Florida State, 28-13.
All right, thanks, Jerry. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Built Ford Tough studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
I gotta clear one thing up. My buddy Peter Abatante texted me this morning. I said it was the 103rd season of the NFL. It's the 105th season.
Okay, 105.
You would know because I think he's that age. I think he started working there when he was like two.
Yeah. Okay, so 105th.
Okay. All right. So sorry about that, Pete. Don't be screaming at me and everything.
All right.
Look, we just got back into the seats.
Yeah, we're going to make some mistakes here.
Yeah, we just got to kind of like, you know, find our rhythm again.
Yeah, of course, of course. Beautiful week here.
Oh, it's going to be a gorgeous week. Oh, by the way, I did have somebody cancel today. Can you play today?
Come on, man.
Come on.
I cannot. Today and tomorrow are really no good, unfortunately. So I appreciate it as always, but just getting back into the swing of things.
All right. Tomorrow. I understand.
Yeah. I just... Next time. I'm out.
Both days?
Yeah. Well, tomorrow, 100%. Today, I'm just not prepared.
All right. Sorry. You know?
But tomorrow, 100%.
I mean, it looks like you're dressed. It looks like you got a nice golf shirt on.
I do. I got the BEF.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
K-Juice one.
Nice.
Yeah. Really nice. Yeah. So, I mean, you could always ask Jerry. Jerry's always complaining about not getting invites.
All right. I'll ask him when he comes in.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe he'll finally say yes.
Guarantee he'll say no. You know, he hates coming along.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's go to Jerry in Connecticut. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, guys. I had mistakenly thought that you could still use Twitter in Brazil, but you had to pay a heavy fine, like $8,000-$9,000 a day or something. But I guess it's now shut off entirely.
And by the way, it's X. It's not Twitter anymore. It's X.
Okay, X. So I stand corrected. So in using the analogy what MLB did with pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta due to the Georgia voting law, what should the NFL do when they see a nation like Brazil, a big market, but when it starts to move closer to, you know, we'll call it North Korea, than the United States in terms of its acceptance of free speech to the point where it's, you know, its government is practicing blatant censorship? I mean, you know, you got this BRICS where I think Brazil and Russia and China and, you know, there's sort of this counter NATO. So what should the league do when it sees this, the Brazilian people especially being the victim of this government mandated censorship? Should they say, you know, this is not, you know, what rule will be next, right? Can you criticize the refs? So what should a league do? What's the socially responsible thing? Given that there is a record
you want us to get into a geopolitical conversation about, you know, I think I'll call Roger Goodell after the show and say, listen, you got to pull this game. You got to pull. I mean, like, realistically, I understand what you're saying and I understand what you're trying to get across. And there's always a double meaning with things like this. But the NFL is already committed to the game. They're playing the game there. This fight between Brazil and X and Elon Musk is basically just started to percolate over the last couple of weeks. Maybe it's been longer than that. I'm not sure. And Elon Musk is doing everything he possibly can in the rest of the world to show exactly what Brazil is doing. So I don't know what to say. The NFL may not ever go back to playing Brazil again after this. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question of what are the things that the league has to consider when it comes to a country and how they treat their people and all of those things. But as I've mentioned many, many times with the sports washing stuff, nobody cares except for the money. I mean, do you think that the IOC or
FIFA
or any of those places.
Olympics.
IOC, yeah. So gave a crap about what was going on in these countries? No, they were getting bribes, and that was that. Now, the NFL's not getting bribes. The NFL's just getting straight cash, homie. Numbers we've never seen before in our lives.
Yeah, well, where were a lot of the devices that we use, the clothes that we wear, where are they made?
China.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean,
The NFL does not care about the gangs. The NFL does not care about anything. They want to make sure their players are safe, obviously, because that would be horrible if something happened. And they want to grow the game, expand it, make more money, make more fans around the world, and continue to grow their business.
Trying to think, the country of Brazil, the city of São Paulo, probably, I'm assuming, plus Peacock also bought this game.
That's right.
Remember that. So the NFL created and carved out another opportunity for them to expand their footprint internationally. Financially, with Peacock buying this game as it was put up for auction. And then on top of that, I guarantee you that the country of Brazil is paying, I would think, close to $20 million for this game, if not more.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's so
in the country of Brazil, this is like, you talk about sports washing.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL, the biggest league in America, is coming to play a game in their city, in their country. That is a huge win for that country and that city. And it's going to be broadcast all over the place on Peacock and whatever Brazilian television stations will be carrying it.
Yeah, and Roger Goodell and the NFL, and nobody cares if the Brazilians can use X or not.
Well, they certainly seem to care about other things around here, like that caller was talking about. Like Major League Baseball cared about what was going on in Atlanta. I think the leagues also cared at one point in time what was going on in Charlotte, North Carolina, about bathrooms.
Well, wasn't that the reason why the... Well,
there was also Governor Cuomo saying, I'm not doing any business with North Carolina because of the bathrooms. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. That is true. Baseball got involved with that whole thing. But I'm telling you right...
That was about voting, and that was
right.
That whole thing. And they basically just hurt the city of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And the people that were waiting and looking forward to having the All-Star game there.
But, I mean, there's got to be more atrocities going on in Brazil that are bigger than people not being able to use X, right?
There's a lot of atrocities going on all over the
right.
place.
I mean, so why is this the thing?
We just pick and choose the atrocity that we'd want to talk about.
Basically,
or that we
want
to use as an example of trying to make a statement compared to another statement that has been made.
Very true. Very true. And then when we watch this game, there'll just be thousands of bets on it. There'll be fans of the Eagles and the Packers caring about it. No one's going to be thinking about posting on X in Brazil
right,
at that
point.
They're going to get out of there.
It was a great place to go for vacation, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful city. I mean, yeah, it's like every other city that you go to.
Not true. Not every other city. I mean, they were talking about how the players...
You're telling me that Paris, London... cities like that don't have their issues like New York does.
I'm sure they have their issues, but they told the players to stay in their hotel rooms.
You know, they actually told my team, the Cincinnati Bengals, in February, I believe it was January of 1989, whatever you do, stay in your hotel. We were staying at the Omni. I think it was the Omni
Berkshire. Yeah, because they want you to go out and drink and get in trouble.
No, because across the street, there was a riot. And they didn't want us to turn into that and possibly get shot.
Wait, where?
And this was
what
1989. Miami.
Oh, Miami.
For our Super Bowl.
And Miami in the 80s. A lot of cocaine cowboys, the whole thing. There's a lot going on.
I understand that. But it's not just São Paulo, Brazil. We have this stereotypical view of something, which is completely wrong. It can happen here as much as
I'm sure it
can
happen here. But I also think that there's some truth to... the fact that this is a different type of place to play, and there's some concerns there.
How many games have we had in Mexico City?
Well, I said the same thing about that. A few.
Right.
But I was saying the same thing. It's just... I made a kidnapping joke the last time there was a game in Mexico City. I don't understand. I mean, I understand it, but we understand why they're doing it, but the NFL doesn't care. They just go have a ton of security, get in, get out, make your cash, and move on to the next one. Let's find another country to squeeze.
You know, when you think about kidnappings and things of that nature, you think about Brittany Griner in Russia.
That's
getting nailed. And then we had to trade the Merchant of Death for her.
That's right.
Get her back.
Yeah, and Jared Kelnick was in that deal as well. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Are you saying he was the player to be named later?
Give him a sports minute. We'll come right back right after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.